It's all good.
Everybody's friends. Welcome to enlist.podbean.com.
That Mr. Rogers movie really did fuck with you, Ian. Even the motherfuckers you trolling, you like, oh, yeah, it's all good. It's all love. We all like each other.
They I don't hate them.
Yeah. Well, obviously. I mean, you like them either. But it's all good.
You know what part of our thing is that I figured out this week?
Yeah.
Is when someone gets famous,
it's not like they shit on them.
They do. Well, of course, but it's not like they do one thing and then that's it. They're just a legend. Except maybe Sean Connery. But he just walked down to James Bond. Yeah. Dudes from the 80s with mustaches. Yeah. They were the last of a dying breed. But now you do everything. Fucking Sprite commercials. You're in shampoo commercials. You have mascara. You're on YouTube. You do late night interviews. And you spread yourself out in a million different ways.
It's always been like that.
Hit people. Well, I never consciously thought about it this way. So I have been advertising my podcast like two comedians, which is the worst audience ever.
Right.
And I've been trying to push everybody to one thing. Like, I just want you on my one podcast. And so everything kind of directs toward that. And this last year, we've just been going outward in every direction that we can. Mm-hmm. And it's like, maybe you see all of it. Maybe you only see bits and pieces. Maybe you only catch me over here for half a second. But we're throwing the widest possible net.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I just realized we were doing this week. We're behaving like the way you advertise someone. No one's famous by mistake.
Right. Yeah.
I dropped a cartoon today.
Yeah.
With apologies, episode one. I have like an idea for like a 30-minute episode. I got about like 8 minutes done. And I was like, I don't... It's going to be 4 weeks before I drop this whole thing. So I just dropped the first part today. This is act one of the first episode of the pilot episode. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Watch that shit.
It gets better as it goes along. And it's really funny. Go to Philip Wave on YouTube and look at the With Apologies cartoon. I'll put a link in the episode description. Nelly Bob is going to take our photo tonight.
I think, whatever. Yeah. I'm the one that brought Nelly Bob into the scene, so me and him go way back.
What are his plugs? If you need a headshot, if you need a video.
Yeah.
Go to Nelly Bob.
And he does, he can do multi-camera shit. He's filmed some people's albums and stuff like that.
He's done green screens,
yeah.
Special effects.
Yeah.
I had him make a word video for me.
Yeah.
Like CeeLo Green. Please remind me to make my hair cute before I go up there. We're going to get a video of my whole set.
You looking good, Bono.
I combed it the other day, went to a restaurant with my family, tried to look like an adult. And then I wound up shooting a video in the bathroom. You know, inspiration hits you where it hits you.
You an Instagram thot?
It's a whole thing.
You got a whole ass haircut. This motherfucker want to show off his chest hair now. This motherfucker got his face lined up. Got
three
his whole
buttons
beard.
Down.
He got a pinky ring.
Wearing extra tight shirts. I'm just peacocking.
Constantly cleaning his
all
glasses.
All flex, no
and
breaks.
Shit.
The CEO says I look
hair
like
transplants.
We're holding on to this one forever. CEO says I look like Cameron Esposito.
Not even close.
He said I look like a gay white woman.
No. He got a lot of nerves.
He's probably wear the same shoes as Ellen DeGeneres. Just out here dancing. We were talking about Mr. Rogers.
Chris, look at your bust down shoes. I need CEO to look down at his shoes, his feet.
He probably wears the boxes of old Chinese food. Tissue boxes.
Yeah, wrapped with plastic bags, you know.
Do you know he's an indoor homeless? He's an indoor homeless. Like, he lives in a box, but his box is inside. He's a domesticated homeless. Nick is a saint. I saw the Tom Hanks Mr. Rogers.
Haven't seen it.
Got out of work early. Wife had the day off. I said, let's make a pizza and movies. This one's on me, bae.
Ballin'.
packed that baby up, made it a movie night. It's surprising because it's not a biography of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one story of one life that he changed. And it's just about that one guy. And it's a little bit more surreal than I expected. But they do a thing where, like, instead of your shot, say, moving across the city to transition, they were moving across, like, the cartoon version of the town that, like, they would be on his set.
Yeah.
And it's really cool the first time they do it, but then they just do it for every single one. And it feels real clunky and keeps taking you out of the story.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I like Tom Hanks.
Well, he portrays Mr. Rogers as like a Buddha type. And after I watched,
I don't know what Mr. Rogers is supposed to be. Like, some people think he like this badass dude. Some people think he's like this pretty chill dude. Like, I don't.
We're just waiting to find out that he was molesting kids.
We see that hasn't come out though, so you know it's not. But the one thing,
his wife with dildos in his butt or something. But nobody is squeaky clean.
No, bro, but maybe he a unicorn. Maybe Mr. Rogers just, you know what I'm saying? Could like, maybe he a unicorn. Like, there's one good person ever.
That's Jesus.
And we're going to give him some puppets.
Mr. Rogers. So I hated Mr. Rogers as a child. I would be mad when he was on because he was so goddamn boring.
That's what my mom
so
said.
Slow.
My mom was like, that's when I would stay with her, because she worked like a different shift or whatever, but she had me until like 2 o'clock. And she used to, like, when Mr. Rogers came on, she would just go nap. She was like, that she was like, I didn't get why you would enjoy watching that show because it's so boring. Like, I don't get what you liked about the show.
Apparently, it was very deep and profound and informative and, like, genuinely insightful. But I fucking hated that show as a kid.
I loved that show.
Am I on punishment? I gotta watch these old-ass puppets.
I fucked with it, man. That was my shit. Mr. Rogers was my shit.
But after watching the movie, I went and bought one of his audiobooks.
Yeah.
I've been listening to him all week. Insightful, loving man.
I'm telling you, he a unicorn. Like, we should have really gave him his roses at the time because not going to be another one. Like,
I hope he's dead already. Because if he's still alive, he's on that Cosby clock.
Nah.
He's getting a lot of attention right now.
If it would have been there, it would have been there already.
I'm telling you, Mr. Rogers, gonna have an N-word tape. Where he is just blatantly racist and mean and horrible to a child. To a little black boy.
We would have seen it already.
It's been in the PBS vaults for 300 years. And they won't come across it.
TV hasn't even been around 300 years. The fuck you talking about? Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I like Mr. Rogers now. I can't.
You get it now?
I'm not. I don't think I could watch his show today, but I'm going to watch more shows about him.
Okay. Like, the Elmo dude was chasing down young dudes.
He was smoking meth and fucking kids.
Yeah.
Elmo. What did they say? One of the Teletubbies.
Hey, black people, we gonna have to start calling out our pedophiles a little bit sooner.
Tell me what you think about this. We still play R. Kelly on the radio out here. He's a legend. We all love his music. But do we take him off the radio at this point?
They still selling Bill Cosby shit. It's the person of choice. People should have a choice of if they want to support him or not. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, the radio I think of is not my choice. This is also another thing I thought of after the Kobe thing.
Yeah, but which station are you listening to?
Hold on. After the Kobe thing, I started saying, like, my kind of comedy is kind of like a fetish. Where it's like, I shouldn't feel like I feel bad forcing it on people. I'm like, I get that it's not for most people. So I was thinking I got to be more careful about how I market it and put it out there, just so I'm not throwing it at the wrong people.
Right.
Counterpoint to that, as I was thinking, I don't really get a choice in the shit that's shoved into my head. The fucking music at the grocery store, on the radio, the ads fucking everywhere on YouTube, magazine, Facebook, fucking, I don't get a choice in all this shit that's shoved into my head. So, isn't it, like, counterculture to just use their media against them to put my shit everywhere, and especially where it's not supposed to be? Isn't that, like, a counterculture move?
Yeah, but that's what a lot of people are doing.
So, should I be more responsible, or should I embrace, fuck it.
No,
we're trying to be in your face. Fuck you and your mama,
too. You're trying to be in the face. Do that, because that's what you want to do.
Keep that same energy.
Now, coupled with that, you have to expect people to respond in a way that you're like, wait a minute, not everybody gonna get it, not everybody gonna like it, and you have to suck that too. What I see a lot of is motherfuckers that wanna push the edge, and then they get...
Can't handle the smoke.
They can't handle the smoke. It's like, nah, fam, you wanted the smoke, though. That's the reason why you pushed the edge. So what are you... No, you have to absorb it. You got to inhale that like a bong that you ripped. That's what that was too hard. You ripped it too hard.
Isn't that when it's most important to double down?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to do this, do it all the way. See it through.
Because you look like trash if you don't back...
If you're going to sit, if you back, sit.
Like
if you're going to stand, right. Never wobble.
Yeah, like... Chappelle low-key, like, took a dig at Kevin Hart a little bit. It was light.
He should talk down to him all the time.
But when he said...
he should put drinks
Kevin
on
Hart
the top of his head.
Wouldn't apologize. Stepped down from the Oscars or whatever, because he went up, and then went on an apology tour. He's saying, you should have just stood your ground. Like
you did in the first video.
Yeah. Because you've already... established, now you're really not changing nobody's mind, and now you look goofy to the people that was like, yeah, stand your ground. Now you look like, you know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing about trying to make it is like you're
and
trying
some of these people don't even know that they made it.
Well, you're trying to make yourself marketable, and I think for a lot of people that means they put boxes on themselves where they're like, I can't do this, that, or the other because I don't want to fuck up money that you don't even have, but you
exactly.
could potentially have. So you're already compromised.
Dude, okay, I had a sketch like that where a whole bunch of white dudes was like, oh, I don't want to do it because of my career. I'm like, you don't have a career. Nobody knows you. Nobody gives a fuck. If people don't get the satire of what the sketch was about, then it wasn't for them. And you're comedians. Why are you acting pussy? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
If I can't trust you when you have nothing to lose, how can I trust you
when you
have
something to lose?
And they tell you to lie. Of course you're gonna lie.
So, like, it's just... I don't know, man. But that's what I see a lot of. Like,
That becomes an integrity meter for me. It's a metric that I measure people up with.
But, you know what I'm saying? But it's also... We gotta be aware of also to allow people to do the shit that they do, and if they come back better, you gotta allow that redemption and be cool with it, man. Like, motherfuckers just wanna hold people at, like, just think if you fucked up at you when you were 16 and then you 32 and you trying to you doing all this good shit, and then people are like, hey, but you remember when you were 16? He's like, yeah, I do. Like, but that's not me now.
It's not like, even there's no come to Jesus moment. There's no growing up.
Yeah.
There's no room for mistakes.
And everybody got them. So I don't know why people want to always, you know what I'm saying, like, just shit on people. It's like, it's... I don't know, man. It's just too much of that bullshit. Like, man, look at your own fucking life. Tell me you haven't fucked up. We already said that there's only one unicorn. It was fucking Mr. Rogers. The rest of y'all are straight up. Everybody gets something.
Like, The Daily Show, Jon Stewart always had an integrity about, like, I'm not on a party line. I'm anti-corruption.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who is from. I'm not on anybody's team. And then all the kids of his, the John Oliver, Samantha Bee, Trevor Noah, the Indian kid on Netflix.
Hassan.
all these dudes, they took like his worst traits and none of the integrity. And it's like a bastardized version of something that was good. I make the same analogy with cartoons, where it's like South Park and The Simpsons.
I'd separate Samantha Bee from that group a little bit, but she do get a little.
I don't watch it, so I'm just going off.
I would separate her.
YouTube conjecture.
Yeah, I would actually separate her. The rest of them, yes. But her, she. It's in
she
the
called
same vein
Trump's daughter a feckless cunt.
Well, yeah.
That's so petty.
So what?
Mr. Rogers.
So what?
Welcome to the neighborhood.
So what?
Could you be my friend?
So
I'm the worst
what?
Bad guy in the world.
Like, so what? Like, what do you want her to say?
I don't know.
All right, then. Like, I mean, the fuck? Like, out of all of them, at least she got a bite to her. The rest of them,
I feel like every single thing she's ever said, it's in the voice of, can you believe this? Can you believe this? Can you believe that? I feel like that's 100% of everything she says, just looking at her. But can you believe this? You should be alright. I can't believe this.
Mark! I mean, she's the most even toned out of all of them. That's the reason why
it
I said
can't
I was
be
so,
the truth.
I would say yeah. And
you know
her,
how smooth those Indian kids are? Hello, my name is Patel.
You mean the dude that just does simile jokes?
You see,
it's
the
just
swirl
like
in
his
hair, the dude is the Drake of comedy.
He just does simile jokes. That's like
knick-knack, paddywhack.
Like,
they're
yeah.
all liking similes.
Shut up.
The way he writes his jokes is he just writes the word like down the middle of the center of the page.
Like he doing like a fourth grade fucking poetry project.
He just starts trying to rhyme words, highlight the ones that seem profound.
Making sure his hair is perfect. He got on his Nike. Dude, a lot of Indian dudes are going that route of that look, and I'm like, I know where y'all got this. Like, enough. And you got the little Indian buddy in Pitch Perfect.
Well, they need their Bobby Lee. Because all of them look like... who's the fucking guy from Funny People? The original. Pistachio. I can't think of a stupid name. The Indian guy. He has the stories about his little brother meeting Kanye.
Is this Russell Peters?
No. Indian. Fucking Russell Peters is infuriating because he has this vast vocabulary and he tries so hard to be profound, but he's just spinning a web of horseshit. And if you can sit there and parse through his words, you're like, he didn't say anything. He just talked very elaborately for a minute and a half, but
like
there was no point there. Don't hate on T.I. like that. He's here to save the kids, alright? You see,
smash the hose.
Yeah, I got integrity. He builds houses.
He
this
does.
Dude's
no,
heart
is
bigger than anybody.
T.I. is that
this motherfucker's rebuilding the projects with his rap money.
A philanthropy thug.
Started trap house thug. Music.
He's a good dude. I'm just fucking around. Because he do use big words. And sometimes I'm like, that's unnecessary, T.I. Like, you didn't have to use lugubrious right there. Like, that's
do you want another drink? That's a lugubrious predicament of a situation. Yeah, man.
And then he'll add partner at the end of it. He's like, alright.
I don't think I had anything else to talk about or promote.
Check out the Happy Corner podcast.
Yeah, man. Just had on Brandon Andreessen.
No, he's on this week. When you dropping this tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Alright, he on this Sunday. If you want to see a drunken white dude and you want to see me incredibly high deal with a drunken white dude, check out the Happy Corner podcast on Twitch on Sunday
there
at
was,
2 o'clock.
There was another thing I forgot.
Or Spotify. Or YouTube.
And Twitch, yeah. They're on everything.
Apple Podcasts. Motherfuckers really don't listen on Apple Podcasts.
No, nobody listens to podcasts. There was one other thing I did this week.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There's something I forgot about. I ended a man.
Wait, what?
I ended a man. His everything. His social media, his work life. He's in jail. Did it by mistake. So all of these shows have, like, like almost Reddit groups that follow them. Mm-hmm. Everywhere there's like a forum, all
right? Right.
Obi and Anthony has a forum that is still active.
Still?
Still.
Y'all don't give up, huh?
And people from that universe came and bumped into my
universe. They don't want to step into, okay.
And they
it's
stepped,
2020, okay.
They stepped to Lane, and Lane knows everything, all right? Lane's been on every chat room. He's been on every board. Mm-hmm. Lane is the original fucking comedy nerd.
Dope.
So Lane checked him. And then this dude had the nerve to say he was funnier than me. Said Mark Norman liked his tweet, and he's hilarious, and I am garbage. I'm just dog shit.
Wait, he think he the shit because Mark Norman liked his tweet?
Yeah, well, it turns out Mark Norman likes every tweet, and I tested that by sending him some crazy tweets, and he liked them all. Every tweet gets a heart. No matter how bad it is.
Hey, but do you know how pathetic that shit is that you drop?
I
like
do
you
that.
Drop
on...
that as like a, yo, you want to know how dope I am? Somebody liked my tweet. Fam, get the, if you don't get the fuck out of here, take not even a millisecond to like a tweet. Get the fuck out of here.
I was going to say that just like Mark Norman, I'm Philip Wave. I like and heart every comment I get, and that's my way of letting people know. I read your comment. I read the feedback. I'm here. I'm active. I'm with you guys. I respect the chat.
Right. Hey, whatever.
So this guy's name is Beggy Pooks, and my guys just started watching him.
Yeah.
Let's just see what he does.
Yeah.
And he put on a YouTube live stream where he hid his phone behind a beer bottle and just left it live streaming. It's 9 hours long. He invites over a couple of 15-year-olds. Turns out he's a teacher and they're his students. He gives them beer and alcohol.
Wow.
And then he fucks one of them after having a conversation.
Did he want to go to jail?
After having a conversation where they say each other's names and the girl says, oh, because I'm underaged. And then he fucks her. Streamed it all and we recorded it all. And then we made fun of it. And then we passed it around to all the forums, all over the Opie and Anthony forum where he is known. And now the authorities have been contacted. The school he works at has been contacted. His YouTube channel has been deleted. And I have been blocked on Twitter. Ended a man.
No, he ended his damn
self. Ended it. We were just gonna make fun of you, stupid.
Why, dude, what a piece of shit, dude. He's fucking disgusting. Really? Students at your school, you just go, what?
I'll tell you the gross thing. This is like the fifth pedophile we've bumped into. Just being,
that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of pedos out there, man.
What I think part of it is kids watch YouTube. So if you get a following, there's a lot of 15-year-olds watching you, and these lonely, horny dudes can't turn down a message from a horny teenager.
Dude,
they're too lonely and pathetic, and so they turn themselves into pedos.
Dude, you're they're too young. Yo, bro.
You're dirty.
Yeah, that's straight disgusting.
So, Beggy Pooks?
There's all the adult pussy out here. Come on, man.
You have the record for the fastest downfall in the history of our show. 24 hours, your life is over. Thank you for playing.
And you're going to jail because you deserve to. You
for a minimum.
Nasty motherfucker.
You got more evidence on there than the R. Kelly tapes.
And you did piss, it to piss, yourself.
Piss on you. Sorry, Beggy.
That's wrong. You're wrong, man.
Guys, go check out my cartoon on Philip Wave. And, deuces.
Oh, clap your hands again for Shannon. Yes, keep that going. He's already here, too. Keep that going for Ian Ellis.
You gotta praise Allah. Am I right, folks? Especially if you're Muslim. If you're not, it's kind of optional. If you're not, it might not occur to you. But if you're Muslim, you gotta praise the fuck out of Allah. Did you know that? Five times a day. Five. One, two, three, four, five times a day. This is not advanced Muslim shit. This is basic ABC 123 Muslim. You're not the Muslim of legend if you pull this off. Now this conflicts with consumerism, because that is at least three more breaks than the unions bargained for. I'm not paying you to bring praise and joy to the one true God. I'm paying you to move boxes. It's a conflict of interest. I think you should be allowed to discriminate against these muzzies. When it's a job where lives are at risk, if you're taking a break when you shouldn't be, because God is all insecure and shit. Five? I don't like Instagram posts five times a day. Five? What happened to thoughts and prayers? Five! Get a mat out. Roll it out. Get on your knees. Wear a funny little hat. It's important to me. As God. Five times. So I discriminate if lives are at risk. Pilot? You better not be praising God when we're near a building. That is unacceptable. You have a job as a pilot. Concert security? You better not be rolling out that yoga mat and putting on your goofy hat when a nail bomb comes through the door. Because that is unacceptable. You have a goddamn job to do. Train security?
Oh, no.
Especially in London or populated areas. If it's the trains of Kansas, I don't give a fuck. They can die. There's not enough of them. What is that, like three people? Also, they're terrorists. Did you guys know that? Because you thought this was just soft bigotry. I don't like anyone that believes in something too much. And that is too goddamn much. If it gets in the way of your pursuit of liberty and happiness, you shouldn't be into that. Walk away. Get some distance. This is a message to the terrorists. Are you guys against that? Like, no, I respect their right to believe in shit way too much, even if people die. How about we, the people, say chill the fuck out and smoke a joint, Mohammed? Fucking relax! It's okay! My wife's a cunt. This bitch came home and she was in such a mood! And I knew I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't do shit. I took out the trash, did the dishes, vacuumed. I'm a good motherfucker. Kid wasn't beat up, molested, or yelled at. She came home with a goddamn tube. Nerve this bitch. Being mad when I'm busy being perfect and shit. Don't she know what she has?
You look like Tom Arnold.
Shut the fuck up. Talking about what a cunt my wife is. Here's the thing about wives. I feel like you should be able to train them. At gunpoint with a firearm. Because I'm not invested in the fight that she's having. That's between her and herself. But I gotta deal with it anyway because I live with her. And I should be able to shoot her in the leg. Just as a warning shot of, bitch, I'm not with or against you. I'm just telling you, calm the fuck down or the next one is between your eyes. Because I love you. You need one warning shot to grow the fuck up. Last thing I'll say and I'll get out of here. Sometimes I think comedians need to be told to shut the fuck up about how fucking goddamn important comedy is. I am BP. Do you know what that is? Before podcast. I know what it was like in the way, way back when everybody didn't do that shit. What happened is podcasts came along, and we started developing narratives. Like politics. That shit that we all pretend to hate. And these talking points were, oh, comedy is therapy. We're all depressed. This is something sacred. We're shamans. We're basically prophets. When the fuck did any of you say anything profound ever? Bert Kreischer? You don't get to rep prophet with your fucking beer and dick jokes, you fucking fake motherfucker. And therapy? If you're fucked up at 40, you gotta get your shit together. This is not salvation. You do this while drinking with other people. It's not a good hobby. Don't be fucked up as an adult. Get your shit together, you bitch. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
He's available for children's parties. Yeah, so one more time for him.
Yay!
Good. Woo! One more time. Yay!
Suggest friend groups for me to join. To get these.
Yeah.
Today it suggested a Patrice O'Neill one.
Yeah.
I look at the bottom of it. It says a lot of people that are in this group are fans of Man School 202. It's Dante Nero's show. He's one of my enemies. So I click join because they have to be told. They have to learn the gospel. And it had a gay little survey there that was like, where did you encounter Patrice? How has he changed your life? What have you done with his teachings and philosophies? Blah, 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 blah. These are the fans that we hate. So I wrote to him and I said, I'm one of the guys that created the cult of Black Phillip. I'm here to expose Dante. Let me in. We'll see what happens. If I'm allowed to join, I may be dropping my Dante Nero documentary joint called Mother. Available on Phillip Wave. And I may go stir up some trouble in that group if they let me in. Don't let me through those walls.
Why are you threatening them not to so that you can't? When if they let you, you can.
I mean, are they gangsters? Are they Patrice O'Neill protectors or are they Patrice O'Neill gangsters?
Let's see if they about it.
You about your life. Come hear what I have to say. Let me tell you, young boy.
Was that it?
That's it.
You pompous dick.
And I like the way you look, no matter whether you have your hair done or not. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like, and you know that's true.
Say no, we're gonna tear your kingdom down, oh Lord.
Say no! We're gonna tear your kingdom down.
He The mothers are gonna pray your kingdom down. Any mothers out there praying? I heard the mothers.